Another case that I think is really, really important is the 14th Court of Appeals out of Houston about Acola versus Two Savages Concrete Pumping. I love these, the names, Two Savages Concrete Pumping. You know there's something going on there. But they concluded in this case that tortious interference claims by a former employer against the new employer for hiring its employee and interfering with its customers related to the right of association. And they said that the applicability was clear because hiring an employee and interfering with customers would necessarily have required covered communications. Gaskamp, another first court of appeals out of Houston, similarly applied this expansive interpretation. There, the former employer sued a competitor and former employees for specifically misappropriating trade secrets. The former employer claimed that they transferred and disclosed its trade secrets and proprietary information to their new business and customers, obviously to lure away the business. The court found the allegations necessarily involved covered communications. Now, two courts very recently have started to narrow the right of association. Fort Worth Court of Appeals in the Kawkak case became the first, really, court of appeals to narrowly construe the right of association in terms of employment cases. And it concluded that common interests must be shared by the public or at least a group as opposed to two tortfeasors. In other words, if two individuals conspire to steal something from their employer, that will not constitute an exercise of their right of free association. So two tortfeasors. And they found that they used the common, I love it when they use Webster's dictionary. Well, they went beyond that. They looked at Webster's and Merriam and another one that I wasn't really acquainted with. And they found that under dictionary definitions, two tortfeasors are not common and did not encourage shared or common interests. And they noted that under the definition of common, that didn't cut it. It did note some limitations, and this is the most interesting one. It didn't purport to define the precise limitations of the right of association. Why does this not surprise me? But they concluded that it must implicate interests broader than two. That's the limit of this holding to date. So if you got three or more, you know, you might have a claim that would survive and be a freedom of association. Now, Dyer versus Medic Health Services was issued 2 weeks after this decision. And Judge Malberg wrote the opinion, and it's very interesting because he also applied a narrower interpretation of the right of association and noted at issue again was whether two individuals with common interests of misappropriating and selling proprietary software and confidential business information were covered by the statute. The court noted that certain of their communications appeared to fall within the plain language of the statute, which is surprising considering how it came out in this decision. But as you all know from the ExxonMobil decision versus Coleman, the Supreme Court has admonished Texas courts that they are to take and rely upon and apply the plain language of this statute. Even if the results may appear to be somewhat bizarre, they are to apply it, and that's what most courts have done. In his decision, Judge Malberg noted that applying only the text of the TCPA would result in giving the right of association protection to virtually any private communications between two people about a shared interest. In other words, again, two thieves would have protection. And he reasoned that this was an absurd result and didn't promote the purpose of curbing strategic lawsuits against public participation. And his finding was that to constitute an exercise of the right of association, it must involve public or citizens' participation. He really doesn't define that per se, but basically he concluded that private communications relating to an alleged conspiracy between two individuals did not involve public or citizen participation. Again, not sure how far that goes yet, but that's probably the narrowest and strongest opinion for limiting right of association in employment cases.